Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Randello. A man in his 40s has died in a single motorcycle crash in the state's north. He was off-roading on Browns Creek Road at Bakers Beach when he lost control and hit a tree. The man died at the scene and investigations into what happened are continuing. The Tassie government's teamed up with Canberra to make a pilot program hoping to ease the state's GP shortage. The program will offer trainee doctors 4-year contracts for working in regional and rural general practices across Tasmania. Registrars can currently have up to 5 different employments during that time. Almost half of the people presenting to Tassie emergency departments are non-critical cases. New data from the state government revealing there's also more people presenting, more than 15,000 in the last month. That's the most since March last year. But there was a drop in the number of people waiting for longer. And the announcement of the Australian of the Year is being hailed as a huge victory for body image movement. Taryn Brumfitt, a mum and body image activist from Adelaide, was awarded the honour for her work encouraging Aussies to embrace their bodies. Dietitians Australia president Tara Diversi says it's a crucial issue to highlight on a national stage.
Seeing a topic like body image being taken so seriously and the activism from people like Taryn that's been recognised with the Australian of the Year award really shows that people are starting to take notice of its importance to our health.
Australia's women cricketers have claimed T20 series victory over Pakistan in Hobart, taking 2-0 lead with an 8-wicket win overnight in Hobart, restricting the tourists to just 96 off their 20 overs.
It will be a boundary to McGrath and it will chalk up the win for Australia, their first ever at Belrive.
And in the Oz Open, Elena Rybakina has earned the chance to add an Australian Open title to last year's Wimbledon crown after making it through to the women's final with a straight sets victory over Victoria Azarenka overnight.